present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Wednesday to you as we come into the truly hard seltzer studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things. Powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam, Cody Mack.
Just great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
All right, chill out a little bit, bro.
All right, okay. Calm down. It's
relax a little bit.
It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. How was your Tuesday evening?
Did you
shoot a crossbow?
No, I haven't gone to buy one of those yet.
So all that conversation yesterday was just for nothing?
No. That was not, I hope. I guess I shouldn't jinx myself, but I don't think that will be the last Tuesday I'll ever be alive. I think I'll have other opportunities to create my Tuesday hobby. It's just where I live, once we get off the air, it's kind of tough to get motivated to go, like, West Knoxville. I don't really want to drive back through all that traffic, so I kind of just stay on my side of town. Just kind of go home and only leave if I have to go get, like, food or something.
What's the deal with going to West Knoxville?
Just traffic. It's sneaky, like, a long way.
I mean, why was that a thing yesterday? Why
would you? I try to go get my crossbow. Like,
can't buy a crossbow on this side of town?
Where's the nearest Academy Sports on this side of town?
There's not one.
Okay, so then no, I couldn't have.
I mean, I'm just
Can you please
thinking,
put you in gum?
I'm thinking they're, in the microphone. Can you hear that?
Yes, we are not the drive. You have to stop that. No, I'm being serious. That's going to drive me crazy.
I'm thinking there might be places where you can buy a crossbow that's not Academy Sports.
Stop doing that. Like, I'm being serious. We are not the drive. Just stop. Enough.
Does the drive chew gum on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it bothering you? Seems like
it actually.
I don't know what you want me to do.
It really is. I don't know. Like,
you want me to blow bubbles?
Swallow it, maybe. Spit it in this cup.
Swallow
do something.
It. How am I going to swallow it?
Just spit it in this cup, maybe.
I like having fresh breath.
I've seen you come in here enough with without brushing your teeth and having to go brush it after the first segment that I don't know if I really believe that.
What am I just going to hold it on the roof of my mouth?
You got to do something. I'm being serious. This is
calm down.
Gum is one of my things.
Take it easy. I'll just hold it on the roof of my mouth.
Gum is one of my things.
I'll just sound like this for the rest of the segment. Gum is one of my things. It really bothers me.
I mean, you're doing a radio show and you're here chomping gum. And you're mad at me for being mad at you about it.
Nobody cares that I'm chewing gum.
I do.
You're the only one. No one else would have even noticed.
That's not true. The audience would have noticed.
They wouldn't. Not until I started exaggerating it.
No, they would have.
No.
Because the reason I noticed this is because I have my headphones on and I could hear it. People listening on the air also would have heard it.
I don't know why you had to take a shot at our afternoon programming.
It's just, that's what happens whenever the gum happens. I lose my composure. Gum and cardboard and styrofoam. Those are my three things.
So many pet peeves.
No, just three.
So many things. And the Sharpies.
Well, I kind of consider that, it's really just Sharpie on cardboard. Sharpie on paper, that doesn't bother me. It's like when people start Sharpie and other stuff. Take a Sharpie to the watermelon out there, whoever wrote Pruitt on there, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Now I'm just sitting here with gum in my mouth, just nothing to do. No way to fix it.
You
could have just waited until this first segment.
Cody, that gum is killing me.
So I didn't sound like a lunatic.
It's not good radio. It's awful, Cody.
It's not good radio, Cody. It's awful.
I'm just telling you, people did notice.
I don't care. They can deal with it.
Not going to lie, the loud smacking was driving me nuts.
Nom, 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 nom.
I mean, what are you doing?
I'm trying to freshen my breath.
You had a whole car ride over here to do that.
I was chewing gum then, too.
I feel like the gum loses flavor after.
Yeah, it has begun to lose
quality. Yeah, like I feel like now it's just serving its purpose. Like,
all the sugar's gone.
I don't know how everyone else chews gum. And like I said, gum's one of my things, but I do chew gum from time to time. But I'm like 5 minutes, spit it out tops. Like 5 minutes, most I'm
five
leaving.
5 minutes?
Yeah, that's the most I'm leaving gum in my mouth.
You gotta go like 20 minutes.
Cam, how long are you chewing gum? You a mint guy? I usually prefer mints. Like if you can give me a mint, that's my preference. But I do chew gum. You know, like I said, 5 minutes tops. The flavor's gone. You're out of here.
Don't know why suddenly you make this a thing. I've chewed gum many times.
No, you haven't. Here.
Yes, I have.
Not well. Maybe I didn't have my headphones on.
Take them off.
I don't think you really have. I think I would have noticed. No, I think you're lying. I think you're lying because I think I would have noticed.
I did one time before.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Can I also ask another question? Like, I don't want this segment just to be
if you just want to
being mean to Cody.
Start the day negatively.
I don't want to. Because I'm asking, can I ask one more question?
You're gonna make me be I'm going to have to be an ass all day.
I'm just asking if I could ask one more question pertaining to this.
Yeah, please.
How are you chewing gum and drinking Mountain Dew at the same time?
I haven't drank the Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just popped open the Mountain Dew.
Okay. Okay.
I was getting ready after the first segment to get rid of my gum so that I could drink the Mountain Dew.
Well, can I ask a follow-up to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did you pop the Mountain Dew 15 minutes before you were going to drink it? I feel like that's kind of weird, too.
I don't know, okay? I didn't really have a plan. I didn't know
my bad.
This was going to get right. Critiqued in the first segment.
Okay, my bad. The whole chewing gum with the Mountain Dew was just a weird combination to me, but if you hadn't drank it yet, that is fine. Yesterday in baseball, we got a sweep. That series was boring anyways. I'm glad it's over. A little bit of justice of the Cardinals letting that game get blown open in the first inning. Give up 7 runs in the first inning. A little bit of justice in that. A little bit of justice also in the way it happened with the whole outfield pop-up that kind of could have been an infield fly. It was an infield fly years ago in Atlanta. They didn't call it this time. The ball drops, and like I said, the Nationals go ahead and put that one away as they win the National League. They were 19-31 in the middle of May. 19-31, 12 games under 500. It looked like they were going to clean house and rebuild. Like you thought maybe the manager gets fired. You thought maybe they would then start looking to trade trade Scherzer. Scherzer would have been on the market. Instead, they rally. Pretty cool story. I know locally a lot of people don't like this Nationals team. The Nationals team has been pretty hateable over the last 5-6 years, mostly because of Bryce Harper. Like, mostly, like, all the hate just comes from him. Or most of the hate comes from him. That's the only guy that really bothered me when he played with the Nationals. Zimmerman, never had any feelings about Zimmerman's, whatever, Ron Zimmerman. Scherzer's kind of cool. Like I could see Scherzer maybe getting on your nerves a little bit the way he yells at people, but I kind of like that. But they get rid of Bryce Harper, and then all of a sudden they become the scrappy underdog team, and they accomplish probably what they should have accomplished 5 or 6 years ago.
They can all burn in hell for all I care.
You said you were rooting for them, though, right?
Eternity.
Am I right or wrong that you said you were rooting for them since they beat the Dodgers? You wanted to see them win.
I don't know what I said.
Okay.
I'm tired of seeing them win.
Well, I do think that was the last round they'll win. I do think we're currently seeing.
I don't know, they're hot.
Yeah, I do think. Well, that's the problem about being hot is they're going to have to wait. They're not going to have to wait like 4 or 5 days at least for that to even know who they're going to play. And then I think the World Series, you know, game one is already kind of set. They set those dates in advance. So are they still going to be hot whenever that new series starts? I don't know. Because they're not playing another game for, you know, a week, 6 days. But that was cool. It's cool when you see, like, the star that's always, like, pretty overrated, and I think everyone agrees Bryce Harper's overrated. You see that guy leave, and then he leaves the team behind, and everyone kind of writes off the team, at least to an extent. And then they bounce back and do something special. Also, like, this is, they were, what, 1 out away from not being able to do this?
Yeah, they should have just lost to the Brewers.
I guess they still would have had the ninth inning to bat, so they were four outs away. But in the eighth inning, you know, bases loaded, down two. Game could have been over there.
It's so stupid that they beat the Dodgers. We shouldn't even be talking about them. If they shouldn't have lost to the Brewers, they should have lost to the Dodgers. You know, the Cardinals had nothing for them, but this should be the Dodgers.
You will.
It's pathetic.
Live the next years of your life wondering what could have been, what should have been.
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers would have rolled through that Cardinals team, too. And Braves fans who were really good against the Nationals this year, they probably are sick, too. Like, hey, we lost this Cardinals team, and this Cardinals team ain't any good.
Yeah, imagine letting that team put 10 runs up on you in an inning.
I don't think – I don't say this facetiously. I really don't think they scored 10 runs the entire series.
No, I don't think they did.
Against the Nationals.
I don't think they did. They just got shut down.
I really don't think they hit 10 points in that – whole entire series. If they did, it was very close. They scored four yesterday. So maybe they got close. A little bit of baseball breaking news. Team in Los Angeles has made a move. Now they scored six runs. Six runs that entire series.
It's not a lot.
Wow. 0-1-1 the first three games. Wow. Yeah, Braves fans got to be sick. Gave up 10 in the first inning. Joe Madden has a new home. Joe Madden headed to Los Angeles, not to manage the Dodgers.
Yeah, right. It's the Angels. He was there for 30 years.
Yep. He is going back to his – I guess that's where he's got to start, right? That would be the place where he got his start. He spent 30 years there. So that was his home. Also, a little bit of an update from Jeremy Pruitt regarding the quarterback situation. Brian Maurer is, quote, a game-time decision for Saturday's game. All right, we're off and running. It's a Wednesday edition of Talk Sports powered by Lloyd's Electric. We'll be back on the other side. Stick with us. Learn about, ask questions about, and then buy a Generac automatic standby generator. It's getting a little stormy. It was storming pretty bad at my house today. Power did not get knocked out, but it could have. And if it would have been on a Saturday or Sunday when I was wanting to watch football, I would have been upset about that. Would have been mad, big mad. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Lloyd's Electric Service, your business, our priority. LloydsElectricService.com. Looking forward to seeing those guys tomorrow, catching up with them, as we will be at an event with them. So looking forward to talking to my boys from Lloyd's. What's the biggest story right now? Cody, I gave you the update. Jeremy Pruitt said Brian Maurer is questionable. What's the biggest sports story? That, locally, the Alabama game. Like, look, I know there's probably an older generation who's mad that we haven't spent much time talking about this and doing the stereotypical Tennessee-Alabama conversation. Like, we've had the same one over the last 5 years, right?
They don't listen to this show.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think they're, like, even, like, surfing the channels and maybe listening?
Yeah, I mean, they accidentally come across this show, but then they turn it.
Probably.
They turn it. They don't like us. No one over the age of
50. I'm not going to say that. No, that's not true.
That's pretty true.
That's not true. Now,
it's generally true.
Maybe you could say that younger people tend to like us more than older people, but I know older people who like us too. I'm not going to, and I'm not even calling over 50 older, but it's older than young, so I mean.
I'm saying generally speaking.
We could do the same conversation that's been done the last 5 years of, do you rest your starters? Do you just punt the game? Do you stay healthy and just work on the back half of the schedule? Or we could go another route of, is it time to end the rivalry? Is it time to quit playing Alabama every year? You could have those conversations, but I mean, I feel like we've had those all the last 5 years. You know what I mean?
Or we can just be so cool that we don't even address it. Just not even talk about it. Pretend it's not happening.
Well, I do think there's some interesting things about the game.
Like the spread.
The spread, the light show. Don't forget the light show.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Everybody's doing that now. It's great on TV. Looks like your TV's going out.
I haven't seen it on TV yet. I guess Nebraska did it. Did Nebraska do it against Ohio
State?
There's
a lot of NFL teams doing it. It happened in the Packers-Lions
game. Okay, I noticed that. I thought my TV was messing up.
Exactly.
I was watching it on a stream. I thought maybe, because, you know, usually I watch it on cable. I was like, is this damn thing buffering? Because it, like, went dark. Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The lights went out?
The stadium starts flashing, going dark. It's a new thing they're doing. It looks awful on TV.
Putting all these LED lights in there. The only time I've seen this happen was when Seth Rollins and The Fiend fought in Hell in a Cell, and they made the stadium or arena or whatever red. That's the only time I've noticed it.
Rick made me watch that.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
It was awful.
Yeah. You can't do wrestling as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, like once you reach the age of 25, if you're still watching wrestling, I mean, come on.
But that's the only time I've seen the light show. So I didn't watch the Nebraska-Ohio State game. I especially wasn't watching at the end of the third quarter, right, whenever it was already decided. But I'm looking. I do think there are some interesting things from this game, but more so just in terms of what happens in the game. I don't think there's really anything interesting at all when it comes to the Tennessee-Alabama game leading into the game. Does that make sense? Like what I'm saying? Like I feel like there's some things we could take away from the game, things that I want to see whether or not they happen. But like in terms of either trying to predict them or make them sound interesting in a preview, that seems like a tough task.
Right.
And I have a lot of confidence in our audience that they don't necessarily want to have us say some of those basic things.
I mean, what are we going to talk about? Just sit here and like discuss who's going to have the most rushing yards. Yeah, what are the key factors Tennessee can do to?
You got to create some turnovers.
Yeah,
got to win the turnover battle. Got to play a perfect game. You don't have any error.
Now let's discuss how to slow down Alabama's receivers.
Find them before the game, and drug them or get them intoxicated.
I mean, there's
Celtic pride.
Yeah, there's just no way to slow them down. Now I would say if Pruitt were to come out and say that we
can't decide if that's an underrated movie or
what?
Celtic Pride, or if it was just really stupid.
It sounds stupid. I don't know.
Cam, you ever seen Celtic Pride? Oh, you laughed. I thought you got the reference. They go
just
out.
Just hear the hype you up.
I appreciate that. That's a good producer. I appreciate that. Well, they kidnap the star player. They're playing game 7 of the NBA Finals. It's the Celtics versus the Jazz. Damon Wayans is like the star player for the Jazz. So Mar from Home Alone and Dan Aykroyd get him drunk. They see him at a bar in Boston before, and they get him drunk and pretend like they are Jazz fans, and then they kidnap him. It might have even been before game 6, maybe, because they might have lost a game without him. But I think it was before game 7. He just like quit going to practice. So they kidnapped him. Spoiler alert, he escaped before the game.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it's based off a true story. Loosely. It's not loosely based off a true story.
Yeah,
I
didn't think so.
It could inspire. Like, that's the only way Tennessee's going to stop Alabama's wide receivers. You know what I mean? Like, getting Jerry Jeudy. Like, catfish him. I guess it'd be a lot easier to kidnap someone these days, right? I mean, I guess this, I don't know, but like, I feel like if you just pose as an attractive woman on some of these dating apps and
meet me in the back of the van.
Yeah, meet me here, and then you watch a little Dexter, and you say, oh, I gotta get this tranquilizer shot, and I put it in the neck, and then they're out. You could figure out a way to do that.
Go ahead, climb on up. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
The issue is we'd have to kidnap about 4 of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. It'd be a lot tougher, although, you know, maybe you... never mind.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that important. Like, if this was... I mean, we might should have tried that, like, in 2016, maybe? Like, when there was actual stakes on this game? Because this is the last time there's been stakes on this game. Doing it before this one, it's... Like you said, 4 guys at least. Maybe more.
I'm getting ready to go buy my cigar.
Oh, yeah, you smoke it after the game regardless, don't you?
Yep.
We could have that conversation about how dumb that is.
I like smoking a cigar once a year.
Cody McClure smoking victory cigars for Alabama.
I smoke a cigar once a year. It's the Alabama game. It's when I do it. If we win, I'll smoke it. If we lose, I'll smoke it. It doesn't really have to mean anything, you know?
Yeah.
It can just be a cigar.
So, but it's not just a cigar because you smoke it after this game every time. You make
it a thing.
Well,
see, my tradition is to just I smoke a cigar after the Tennessee-Alabama game.
Okay.
Other people's tradition is they think they got to win.
But sure.
The problem is if you make that your tradition, you never get to smoke the cigar. And the
you
cigar.
Smoked a cigar in what, 12 years?
You haven't smoked one since 06. And by now your cigar's all dried out and that tobacco's awful. And I mean,
chew on it.
Yeah. I mean, so you just ruined your good cigar. Me, I smoke mine every year. So I don't think it's stupid. Just my own little tradition.
Yeah, if I call it stupid, I didn't mean to
you
say
did.
Stupid.
You did. Yeah, no, you called it stupid.
Yeah, I said weird.
No, you said stupid. I heard it.
I just don't really use the word stupid. Unless it's like
you
followed
use it
by,
all the time.
Unless it's followed by idiot.
Well, you just used it. You called it a stupid tradition.
Okay.
My stupid tradition.
Eh, I guess
just
it
because
is
it's
of...
mine. Just because
no,
it's mine. That's
no,
why you
No, it's
call
just
it
because
that.
Like cigars are just attached to this rivalry is my issue with it. Like, if you did after the Florida game, like, that'd be a different thing. Like, hey, you want to smoke a cigar after the Florida game? Now, I will say, it does seem like smoking a cigar in the middle of October seems more appealing than in September when it's 9 degrees outside still.
Mm-hmm. Weather should be nice Saturday night around midnight.
Yeah. What do you guys think? I was wanting to put a full-court press on Davey and Russell to try to convince them that it's dumb to do the voluntary reaction at midnight. And that we should just do it like at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Do you think that's soft of me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think we should just do it at midnight?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys came up with the idea for this show. It's supposed to be right after the game.
I know.
That's, you know.
I understand. I just... Coming in at midnight 30, man, to talk about what's probably going to be a... Shellacking.
Now that's a stupid tradition.
Yeah, I think you're on to something.
I will be at home enjoying my cigar while you two talk about a 49-point loss.
Right, I mean, is that not weird? Is that not just being stubborn for the sake of being stubborn? Would it not be smarter just to do it at 10 o'clock the next morning? Come do a 2-hour show at 10 o'clock the next morning.
I'm sure you could get Russell to go along with it.
But is it soft? Do you think it's soft?
It's a little soft.
It's just, if it was a different game, I would be okay with it. But, like, it has to be Alabama. Like, midnight 30 for Alabama. Like you said, like, 49-point loss. Like, 95% chance we are coming in here after a loss that is boring. There's a 3% chance it's a loss that we had a chance to win that we blew. And then it's a 2% chance we win.
I'd go lower than that.
I think Tennessee would win 50. If they played 50 times this same thing, they'd probably win one of them.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. Like, yeah, like if you played it 50 times, you'd win once.
Would you?
I think so. I think you'd have the game from hell if you're Alabama. Like, if I know it's not going to be the same thing because of, you know, rosters and stuff, but, like, Tennessee's not going to lose to Alabama 50 times in a row. At least I don't think. Now, again, I know that it's not exactly a comparison because eventually Saban, the deal with the devil will expire and he will have to go to hell. But,
well, if we had played them, I don't know, if we had played them 3 times a year for the last 10 years, I'm pretty sure we would have lost 30. Or do you think
we'd have won one?
You think we would have won one?
Yeah. How many years did you say? The last 10 years? We'd have won one game in the last 10 years.
I guess
30 tries. Between
I guess we
09,
played them 3 times in 15.
Yeah, between 09, 15, and maybe even 16. Like, if Alvin Kamara doesn't get hurt at the opening kickoff of 16, maybe that game's a little different. I mean, I don't think it is. And maybe it wasn't the opening kickoff. Maybe it was when it was 7-0. Maybe Alabama had already scored at that point. But, like, I'm just saying maybe it would have been a little different.
Well, either way, though, that's with different rosters.
I know.
If
you
play
right.
This particular game 50 times, I don't think we win one.
I think you win one. I think there's one where you hurt Tua Tagovailoa. And if you hurt him, I think Tennessee would have a chance. I don't know. They have
a
backup quarterback.
Hopefully we'll hurt him.
I know they don't have anybody at backup quarterback. Or I'm sure they have somebody, I meant to say. But, like, I know it's not Jalen Hurts.
It is not Jalen Hurts.
So, like, I feel like if you knocked him out, you would have a chance to win this game.
Isn't it his younger brother?
Is he actually, has he gotten any games this year? I don't know. I haven't seen.
I'm not sure, but I do remember he is on the roster.
He is on the roster. You're right about that, but I haven't seen him.
Talia or whatever.
I haven't seen him play. Like I said, I haven't watched many Alabama mop-up duty. I usually turn the channel by that point.
Yeah, I mean, they got, let's see. They've actually got a lot. Bear Bryant's grandson, I think, is there too or something.
I'm sure Saban's got a nephew on the team. They've got all the nepotism, like anyone who's related to an Alabama great got a roster spot right now.
They got a guy named Mac Jones. They got a guy named Talia Tagovailoa, probably related to Tua. So that's what I see here.
I think Mac Jones is the actual backup.
Yeah, it's looking like Mac's the backup. Yeah.
Like, I think if you knocked Tua out early, you'd have a chance to win this game.
I mean, maybe that should be our game plan.
Yeah, maybe.
Just try to take him out, you know? Just dive low, try to take the legs.
Seems.
It's like a game plan.
Kind of dirty.
Oh, yeah, it's dirty.
If he gets hurt, that's one thing. But if you're trying to hurt him, it feels a little different.
I mean, you should be trying to hurt him. Do you want to win or not?
I don't know. I feel like you should try to win the right way.
By playing tough.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just
physical.
If it's a legal hard hit and he gets knocked out, I think that's okay to give a fist bump. But like, if you're coming in diving at the back of his knees after the play, that would feel a little dirty.
I think
kind of like Spike did Icebox and did Junior in Little Giants. You know, he dives into Junior at the end of the after the play is well over. That one always made me feel like that one was too dirty.
Would you feel bad about it if we went on to win the game after that happened? Because I'd feel pretty good about it.
I don't know, man. That the media coverage and like like being labeled, like whoever is the one that has to hit, like, and here it is, 3 seconds after the whistle, Darrell Taylor just comes diving at the knees of Tua Tagovailoa.
Also worth noting, Nick Saban now has one loss against an unranked team in his career.
That's not true.
And a disciple.
That's not true.
Somebody,
it will be the first
coach.
Assistant to
it's
be.
It's pretty close to true.
He lost to Louisiana Monroe. I know they weren't ranked.
Well, yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be.
It's close.
Either way, you're beating Alabama.
It's close.
So
We'd win 1 out of 50 this matchup. My point was just like, you know, really, probably go ahead and pre-record voluntary action on Saturday night.
You guys should do that. You should try it.
Just pre-record it and bring a producer in to have phone calls, and then they'll get cues of me saying, you know, someone asking how's it going. I'll say, oh, not good. We just got our ass kicked, and then they respond to that. Someone says, what are you guys doing? And I'll say, oh, I don't know, doing a radio show, man. What are you up to? Just hit a couple of those cues, and then every now and then hit one of just saying, yep, you're right about that. Then you could fill in my, you know, my take of, man, look, I know it sucks to lose to Alabama, but it's about South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exactly what's going to be happening.
Either way. Maybe I won't even bring it up. You made me feel then soft.
Maybe do like an alternate take of like, just in case, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, we won.
Just screaming into the microphone.
No, if we won, it would be fun. I wouldn't mind to stay here until 6 a.m. celebrating a win. Like I said, I think there's a 2% chance that happens, though.
The only thing that could get me really interested in this one would be to do the actual – for Pruitt to actually put his money where his mouth is on what he was talking about in the press conference. Onside kick every time.
Yeah, just do it.
I would love to see that. That would get me interested. Maybe we'll try it. We'll try at least one, I'm sure. One or two, maybe.
I think everyone would respect it if he did. He's not going to, but it'd be cool.
He'll try one.
It'd be – I said – I was never pretty much in his entire tenure, which is maybe is bad on me and maybe unfair, but I never forgave Butch Jones for punting on 4th and 1 from midfield against Oregon when the game was still somewhat close in the first quarter. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, how dumb are you? Like,
you're giving the ball to Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, and that used to be a scary thing.
I don't know. Yeah.
That used to be
college,
a scary thing.
In college it was. That's an unstoppable offense.
But the chart.
Yeah, like the chart wouldn't even tell you. Wouldn't even tell you to put the chart.
There
would say,
was no chart.
There's a 90% chance this is going to end badly if you punt here. So let's just go ahead and go for it.
They didn't really have the chart.
Alabama week, get them off the schedule. Don't rest everybody. This isn't the same physical Alabama team of the past. I think everyone will be okay. Play Maurer. There, we hit all of the weeks of topics right there in 15 minutes. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Told you to be careful when making it an age thing. Colin tweets in saying he has converted one of his old coworkers. Says he's 45 to 50, somewhere in between. Says he loves the show. Good job by him. Thank you for helping do our job of converting people. Brian says, hey, come on, man. I'm over 50, and he listens. It's not an age thing. My take on it wasn't that you're older. My take is that the people who are desperate for Alabama talk probably aren't listening to us. They probably know we're not going to drum up some conversations about this game. That was my take. You just went and tried to make it an age thing, and that seems mean.
Well, what I meant, first of all, I meant it generally, and I think it's important that I always say that beforehand. I said it generally speaking.
Yes.
Generally
that's
speaking.
That's true.
Generally. I think generally most people who are in the older generations don't like us as much as they like some of the older shows. That's all I'm saying. Also, what I meant was that we used to have more success against Alabama, so the people that got to see that, naturally, are older.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're thinking like our generation doesn't really care as much about this.
No, because we've never seen any good games against Alabama. I mean, we've never seen...
That's true.
I mean, I remember like 06, 04. You know, I remember the good wins, but it's been so long, you know, that I think people who are older have more good memories of this series.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Like, it's been a while since we've had a big moment against Alabama one way or the other.
Even in that 06 win, that was like a 6-3 game or something. What? No, no, no.
That was a loss that was in 07.
Before. That was 05.
05, okay.
Yeah, 07 was Fulmer. The Saban beat the hell out of Fulmer.
Okay, that's right.
That
that's
was
right.
Like 41-17.
Yeah, yeah.
05 is when, was it Fleming that fumbled? There was a key fumble. We lost like 6-3.
Yeah.
And then we came back to Neyland in 06 and we handled them. But then we went and lost to LSU and then Arkansas that year. 06 had a chance to be a pretty good year, but we, you know, fumbled it around. Anyway, 04, that was Jason Allen, right? Or was that 03? That would have been 03 in Tuscaloosa. Remember Jason Allen? That was the 5 overtime game, 51-43, and he deflected it?
Yeah. Were there any stakes attached to that game, though?
I mean, in 03, we were a Peach Bowl team.
Okay.
Did we win? We didn't win maybe 10 games that year.
And I know it's just a generational thing. Like, I know the older generation really hates Alabama. I would say people closer to our age and down hate other SEC teams more. Our generation, around our generation, you know, I'm 29, so somewhere, I think anyone between 35 to 25 probably hates Florida more.
Yes.
And is it fair to say that anyone under 25 probably hates Georgia the most? Is this new generation growing up hating Georgia the most?
The new generation probably doesn't really remember any of the early 2000s against Florida.
That's what I'm saying. So, they don't remember any of the Florida games. I mean, they remember the streak, sure, but like, I feel like Georgia now being the power of the SEC East, at least for the last couple of years, there is going to be a conversation soon, I think, maybe as soon as this year's cocktail party, that Georgia missed their window in the SEC East and that Florida has caught them and might soon pass them. Like, I do think we are not far away from having that conversation. I think Georgia fumbled the ball. Now, maybe that's premature. Maybe Florida's not going to be on that level. Maybe Georgia still beats Florida down this year. But this Georgia team, quite frankly, hasn't looked dominant the same as it has the last couple of years, in my opinion. Like, the Notre Dame game at home, they could have easily lost that game, I thought.
The South Carolina game at home,
they did lose that game. And Tennessee, I mean, had chances in the first half to beat them. Now, I mean, obviously it's a four-quarter game, and you know, second half was dominated, but like, I felt like Tennessee was kind of going toe-to-toe with them for a little bit.
That's still a good Georgia team, but I think that the cocktail party this year will be it'll be a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be a good game. You can't ever really rule out Dan Mullen. I mean, I think that's why I wanted him so bad, the 2017 coaching search. I think he's one of the better coaches in the conference, maybe number two behind Saban.
As Ashton points out, when we're looking at these Alabama games, the 2015 one, 2015 and 2009, those are the only ones that really register for you. Those are the only ones. So there's a whole generation that has never seen that have only seen two good Alabama games. And, you know, when I talk about younger people, they might not even remember 2009. That was 10 years ago. If you are anywhere between 15 and 22, 23, you might not even really remember 2009.
Yeah, they might not. I remember it well.
Yes, we remember it. But I'm saying, the younger generation might not remember it that much.
Yeah.
Cam, how much do you remember from 2009? I mean, you're old. You're what, 23? So I guess you're 24. So you're hitting kind of where I'm talking about that at least the very late end of the new generation.
I actually do remember it pretty well. Okay. It actually ended up being on one of my brother's birthdays. Okay. So I didn't get to watch it.
Oh.
And we had to go to Medieval Times, and I get back in the car, and they're lining up for the field goal to get the game winner. And so I'm I was keeping up with it on my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to hear the radio call for it. And then, of course, it got blocked and all that and just crushed in the car right there.
You went to do what now? Medieval Times?
Yeah, you ever been to Medieval Times?
Like,
heard of it?
Like with the horses and where they act like they're jousting and stuff like that?
Yeah, for some reason that's what my brother wanted to do on how old was he back then?
Five, six,
eight,
probably.
Maybe, yeah, 8, 7, somewhere in there. So apparently that's what he wanted to do on his birthday, and I had to miss the Alabama game because of it. But
now, there's no maliciousness behind this comment, but it seems like a white people thing.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I was not happy to be there.
Okay. But, that seems like a white people thing, the Medieval Times.
You're not wrong. I definitely think we were the only not white people in there.
Okay.
Can't confirm.
Because when you told me you're doing
especially
that for
when
a
first time. You gotta eat with your hands and stuff. Yeah, I was what is this?
It just seems like there's a lot of germs in there.
Yeah,
just,
it was not the move.
Okay.
We'll never go back.
Medieval Times.
It looked cool on the cable guy. The cable guy made it look cool whenever Jim Carrey
it
and
sounds kind of cool, but
Matthew Broderick
there,
got down
like,
there.
This is kind of whack.
Where is that?
We went to it in Georgia. It's basically they have people jousting, fake knights.
It's
and
like
stuff.
A Renaissance fair.
No, I mean it's just like a. I mean,
it's
I guess,
like dinner and a show.
Yeah,
it's like a medieval kind of show.
Like the Dixie Stampede. Right. Excuse me. The
it's like
Stampede.
The Stampede, except I haven't been to. Man, I don't know if I've ever been to the Dixie Stampede or the Stampede.
I went in Branson as a
kid.
I
might have been as a
They had a very good
kid.
Potato soup.
Do they actually fight in the Dixie Stampede? Do they do? They don't do anything like that, though. They just ride horses and stuff, right? And then, sort of act like it's a war.
It's
but
a horse and horses show. I mean, I was a kid. I don't remember.
You might not remember the Dixie or the Medieval Times, Cam, since it's been so long, but did they actually, fight? Did they do, sword fighting and stuff and jousting? Or was it,
if I remember right, yes, but, it's, super choreographed.
Okay, so it's more like professional wrestling kind of so they weren't actually competing to see who the best
jousts. Yeah, I think it's all, set up who's going to win, that
gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Gotcha. Because if it was just, two men, they put them in. I would like it, in Cable Guy, they let those two guys go down there and get in gear and then fight. I would like to see two
cool.
random people covering the crowd and, have to hit each other with swords and,
It's so family
actually, one
friendly.
One of them actually dies.
No, but just, you get knocked down. Who can knock the other person down?
Off the horse?
Well, they did it, I think, on their feet.
I'd like to see the one where the horses go, where the horses charge at each other, too.
Yeah.
And they just try to knock each other
off
the horse.
That seems like there would probably hurt some horses there and get shut down pretty quickly.
PETA would probably interfere in that.
Yeah. But if PETA hasn't stopped horse racing, I mean, can they really stop Medieval Times? I don't know. That's a whole different question.
I would like to go to – that would be cool, good entertainment, to see two guys, fight to the death.
Well,
in a – I mean, in the old medieval.
Oh yeah, sure.
Do I have an old city for you?
like the mountain and the
sure.
You know,
yeah, I mean, I just
cool.
the gladiator days, basically.
Yeah,
they used to do that in Rome.
I don't know why we got rid of it. I think.
And how did nobody
see.
Take advantage of that with the popularity of Game of Thrones? Nobody
right.
started anything
we've,
up.
We've talked about this often. You would think there would be some. I don't know. I guess it's just human rights thing.
You'd think you could at least...
Can China at least do this, maybe? With their prisoners?
Right.
I know they want their organs and stuff, and but I mean, can they at least maybe make them go and, fight tigers or,
I think you
sword
could definitely
fight each other?
China.
You would think it would at least be, an underground thing, you know?
It might be. Maybe we're just above ground.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that's why we haven't seen it.
Yeah, maybe
it's
we're just...
There.
Maybe we're just above ground.
Yeah. I'd like to go to a Renaissance fair, though. You ever been to one of those?
Why would you want to go to a Renaissance fair?
I think it'd be cool.
You gonna start LARPing?
Yeah.
What is LARPing?
I've heard action that, role play.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, okay. So from role models that yeah.
I'd like to actually go and see all the different characters and see everybody dressed up, you know, I think it'd be neat. Eat some like medieval themed food. You know, I'm sure they have like an actual Renaissance fair. Would that not be cool?
Define cool.
An interesting thing to do on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday? Maybe like a Saturday morning.
I don't know. Just something to go do instead of just sitting in the house, you know? Like get out and something
go
to do.
Pretend like you're back in the medieval times, which may or may not have even existed.
I mean, you don't really pretend you're there. I think you just kind of enjoy the theme of it. And
I mean, you're going to try to eat their food and join their customs. I mean,
right.
You're kind of pretending
what
you're
there. What do you
there.
Mean? You don't even know it
existed.
I think
a lot of them are really invested like they're actually there.
Yeah, like you have to be in character, man. Like you have to talk with the dialect.
Okay,
you
well,
have
that'd
to...
be cool. That would be cool.
And some people say the medieval times didn't even exist.
Who says that?
Many people.
Scholars?
There's
or,
been some...
Or just people
scholars.
On the internet.
Scholars.
Ah.
Many think that that was just a way for the ruling families of the time to extend their reigns to seem more powerful.
You know what I've thought about doing lately?
You know what I mean? Like if you say, we've only been ruling for 50 years, it doesn't have the same ring as 350 years. Our family's been in charge for 350 years. Mm. You create more power that way. I mean, right. Like, it was just like really a whole period of time where nothing happened. Right? I mean, do we have any? We didn't have any advances, really. Nothing happened, right? During the medieval times?
I don't know.
We just went a whole 300 years of society without doing anything?
I mean, I don't
know.
Isn't
that a little weird to you?
I don't really know the history behind it all. That's what I was about to tell you. I've been thinking about going back to school.
To do what?
Just take some old history classes.
So, like, not try to pursue a different degree?
No,
just,
I'm not trying to get a different degree.
Just for fun?
Just take some classes.
You could just buy the books. I've often thought about buying, like, old, like, textbooks and just reading them.
Yeah, but I think there's value in having a teacher actually explain things to you.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, taking you through it. Somebody that actually knows about the material.
Okay. We could take one together if you want.
I've thought about taking some classes.
Okay.
You know, just keep my brain going. I've told you, I don't feel near as smart. I feel less smart now than I did a few years ago when I was in school actively because you got to keep your brain working. It's a muscle. That's what they say. If you don't use it, you lose it or whatever. It's like your brain's a muscle. You got to work it.
Is that what they meant when they were talking about if you don't use it, you lose it?
I think they're talking about something else.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
But it's kind of the same motto.
Okay.
I don't know. I at least want to start reading more. I thought it'd be fun. Just take a class every semester, you know?
Do it.
Just like some random class.
And you got to pay for it, you know?
Community college is free now.
Community college is free now.
For the state of Tennessee.
For anybody? Or is it like
for
a certain...
adults.
Okay, any adults can go?
I don't know the whole stipulations behind it, but Tennessee did pass a thing.
I said no, like 26-year-olds could go back and... take free classes. I didn't know.
I mean,
if it
you see, like,
you meet the requirements. Yeah.
Okay.
But.
You see all kinds of older people in the classes.
No. I mean, I know. I meant to take advantage of the freeness of it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if Cody having a degree already would disqualify him from taking advantage of the community,
the
free community college.
I don't know. I just think there would be some value in that, just going and actually learning about something, because there's no pressure. You know, it doesn't even matter what grade you make. Just go and learn some things. Something you're interested in, you know?
You could just read books.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you could. But I like the idea of a lesson, you know?
So, like, when the teacher assigned homework, would you do the homework?
I doubt it.
Yeah, so, I mean, like...
But if it was reading chapters, I'd read.
Would you?
I think so.
I could easily see you really committing to this for 2 weeks and then getting assigned, like, an actual hard project and be like, you know what, I'm not getting great on this, forget it.
I don't know. If it's just one class a semester, I think I could do it.
Maybe.
I definitely would look into, like, some of the free online classes you can take for stuff. Like, there's sites that have, like, free stuff you can take.
Yeah,
I'd say
check
those first.
But online classes, online classes, I might as well just read, you know. I like the idea of actually sitting in the lecture, having the professor, you know, raise your hand if you know this, and I raise my hand, you know. We all introduce ourselves at the start of the class.
You like the icebreakers?
Yeah, you know, tell us about yourself. I'm Cody. I'm just here to learn. I'm not pursuing any degree. I've already got a degree, but I'm here to learn, Dr. McCormick or whoever his name is.
The Phantom Time Hypothesis. first published in 1991 as a conspiracy by the Holy Roman Emperor Otto III, Pope Sylvester II, and possibly the Byzantine Empire Emperor Constantine VII to fabricate the Anno Domini, that's the AD, dating system retrospectively, in order to place them in a special year of AD 1000 and to rewrite history to legitimize Otto's claim of the Holy Roman Empire. According to this scenario, the entire Carolingian period, I don't know, including the figure of Charlemagne, is a fabrication with a phantom time of 297 years, 614, and 911.
911?
911.
Is that a coincidence?
However, it has been rejected by mainstream historians. Go figure.
Right. So yeah. It's just some random people that came up with it.
I mean, if you think that Hybert Illig is just a random person, sure.
I do.
He was pretty active in the association dedicated to Emanuel Velovsky, Catastrophicism and Historical Revisionism.
I feel like we give conspiracies way too much credit.
He was an editor of the journal Vorsicht für Hernenwort since 1995. He has worked as a publisher and author under his own publishing company. He's a publisher.
I didn't catch it the first time. What was the journal?
There's not a whole lot of archaeological evidence that can be dated to the period 614 to 911. That's it.
So it must have just been, whoever says something about it, that's what happened. Whatever this random guy.
It would have been easy to make stuff up back in the day. Back then, there's no books. There's no technology. You
write whatever
Google
you want.
Anything.
You just got to convince people.
You're the king, they're just going to listen to you, So.
Cam gets it.
Yeah.
Cam's not denying the theory.
To fall in line.
He's just thinking, it would be pretty easy. All of a sudden, at the year 1000. And
imagine going back before that.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.